we look at that area as a very strong area in Charlotte from a from an office standpoint and from a location standpoint. And obviously, it has great infrastructure and parks and amenities around it. But what it's missing are, you know, residential places and restaurants and those sorts of things. So we felt like with 150 to 180 acres of land in that location, we could put back a development or put there a sort of a place inside of an existing place, and that's where we're headed.
So what's happened in the past 9 months since you folks won the property and have taken possession of it?
Well, we formed our entire development team is Charlotte oriented, so we have a what you would expect in a development team, from construction to legal, land planning, marketing, all those sorts of components. So we put the team together. We've spent a lot of time fine-tuning the plan and working on what we would call the brand. You know, we were struck by the number of places in Charlotte that there are names, you know, whether it's Birkdale or Ballantyne, there are places, South Park, South End, identities. And we think that our place is, you know, it's called City Park. We think it's important for us to have sort of a brand name and an identity to City Park. And so we spent a lot of time talking about and working on the brand of City Park. And I think it's going to be identified very clearly through the pieces of the puzzle that we're going to put there.
So it will have the feel of a city park then?
Well, the idea behind the name City Park is clear. I mean, it's literally going to be a city surrounded by a park. You know, so physically, we're going to take down the Coliseum and put back in its place a park called City Park. We're going to put buildings around that. We're going to keep the main road that everyone's familiar with, the main drive, and put some density, some buildings up against it. We're going to use the Tivola Road frontage for retail, since it's so well connected. You know, we're 10 minutes to anywhere from that location. And, of course, we're across the street from 4 million feet of office space today. But I think the most dramatic thing about it is the entire Renaissance Park, which has the baseball fields, the soccer fields, the tennis center, 6.5 miles of mountain bike trails. It's there today, literally next door. The Renaissance Golf Course is literally across the street. And so for us, you know, the Loop at City Park is sort of a brand within a brand. The Loop is going to be a 3-mile trail system that's going to connect all that together and provide pedestrian, you know, bicycle, true pedestrian-focused recreational connectivity to what's there today. So, you know, the irony of it is that Coliseum has been such a tremendous asset for the city for almost 20 years, but now it's gone, and it literally can't be used as a Coliseum anymore. And what struck us is that it literally disconnects that area. There's so much there, but the Coliseum sits in the middle of it, which was great when it was used as a Coliseum, but now it's not. So it divides it. So for us, City Park is going to do the opposite. It's going to connect it. It's going to provide linkages to connect the office workers to residential people to parks and green space and those sorts of things. So that's really the vision behind City Park, and really the vision behind the name as well.
When you folks paid this spring more than $23 million for a piece of property that had been appraised around the $16 million mark, a lot of people were surprised. Is your company still very comfortable with the purchase, as comfortable as you were when you were bidding on it?
Well, sure. Yeah, I mean, I think the price is what the price is, and I think that the city was very smart to put together a competitive bidding situation and let the market establish the price. So, you know, appraisals are somewhat subjective. It depends upon how you analyze the property and what you're going to do with it. For us, the connection is, you know, is it the right real estate? Is it the right place? Is the vision for the future better than the past? And that's the risk. And so when you run it through that analysis and you look at what can be there, we think that certainly the price was warranted. But of course, it's a risk that we took. We bought the property as is, where is, as it's currently zoned, and we've got a lot of work ahead of us. But you know, we are fully invested in it. We wouldn't have done it if we didn't believe in the vision and believe we can put something back that's better than what's there today.